immediately to any attack, but not to unwisely or accidentally or recklessly start a war. But I don't want, I'm saying that in the background because I don't want to, I am very conscious after almost 30 years on the naval affairs and armed services and committee of the House and the Senate, post-war military policy committee and the Joint Committee on Atomic Energy, of the fact that the statements and Senate speeches and articles by our own people may have contributed to misleading both the Kaiser and Hitler, and may have brought about the starting of the war because they miscalculated our position and our willingness to respond, and our state of preparedness, and whether we'd really get in the war or not after the Lusitania was sunk, or after Pearl Harbor the ships went down. They listened to a lot of voices. They really believed that we couldn't or wouldn't fight, and maybe we brought in earlier than we otherwise would have been, or maybe not brought in at all. So I want to avoid any gambles like that that are not necessary to take. I think that our country has a position in the world. We have the right of the high seas. We are going to maintain that right. We are not going to be provocative and throw our weight around, but when we're attacked, we're going to respond, and those are the orders to our people, and I must repeat to all you old Navy men the concerns that you must have felt a good many nights at 8:30 in the evening on a dark night. Saw a highway, or you imagined that you had to depend on your radar, and now you see it and now you don't, and when these men saw on their radar screen that they were being approached, they promptly responded before they lost the destroyer, and if they hadn't responded, you'd want to know why.
So they did respond. Do you think there was a chance
that... Let me finish my statement.
Those orders they had
against
the President.
Then when the radar kept showing that they were coming on in. And I believe Mr. McNamara, I'll give you the detail. I believe since fact reports that there were four unidentified vessels. Well, they gave a further response and they disappeared. And we have made daylight patrols, which went on during our nighttime. When we waked up this morning, we had the results of those daytime patrols, which I told you all about, And then we met to evaluate those and talk to Admiral Sharp and had the Joint Chiefs evaluation of them and concluded what Mr. McNamara will shortly tell you.
Can you say whether the search disclosed any debris on the sea?
I would say that the view we had this morning showed that there was a disappearance of the vessels. I have no more information.
Would it appear, sir, that this episode would be closed now that there is no further action connected with this particular...
Well, I would say that McNamara covered that in the statement, but I would say that we... maintain our patrol and be prepared to do so.
As far as in fact the reports, well, was there any delay in the communication calls that had asked you any communication with us when you were getting pregnant over your head? Or were you getting full knowledge?
I don't want to. We got information as it became available, and there was no delay in any information that you obtained in the evening out on the high seas. I could make some comments about cautious to describe everything that we have that is confirmed, that is information that's solid, so you can have all the information that we have. But sometimes people can get it easier in an office building than they can from a destroyer deck. But the reports that came in were reports based on just what I said to you. And they were fragmentary and they have to be checked, and we don't issue orders to go to war on the basis of some headline.
Mr. President, I gather then that you are not issuing any ultimatum or any new warning or anything in Vietnam.
We have made ourselves perfectly clear to the world that we're going to maintain the rights in the national waters. We're prepared to respond to any attack.
Were any of our aircraft involved, sir, in the reply to these ships?
I don't want to get into the details of these incidents. I'd like for you to take that up with Secretary McNamara. Strictly off the record, the aircraft are involved because they have immediately upon the sighting of the ships, the aircraft were launched to control the sky. They were not shooting. I was going to take that up.
How many ships of ours were involved, Mr. President?
Two destroyers.
Could you say whether the same destroyers, the Methods and the Sea Turner Joe?
No. The president is the British important of it, but they'll give you the name. I don't want to. I want to give you all the information that the commander-in-chief, the president, has, that you're entitled to because your responsibility is covering me. Now, the details of the size of the deck and the size of the guns and the kind of radar and the exact time, the number of men aboard, and I know that they're roughly 250 on destroyer, but I don't want to get into that, and I think you better get more accurate, harder information, more detail over there. I don't want the generals and colonels and admirals all feeling like I'm going to develop any envy and jealousy.
Sir, can you tell us if there are any Chinese communist patrol activities in that area as opposed to North Vietnamese?
Radio Hanoi's covered that. Unidentified. Radio Hanoi, that you don't know.
No, sir. Obviously.
Radio Hanoi is for saying that an effective, unprovoked attack, and we're going to take this to the International Control Commission. What's your feeling on that? What I told you. They can say whatever. I'll tell you what.
President, they also say we were shooting at phantoms.
Mr. President, to whom may we attribute
this? What's our method? You say the president did this, and the president was informed of this, understood the president, notified of this, believed that this is the action the president took. Or if you have any pride in authorship, you can say that this is what the president did.
Thank you very much.
I've got more questions on our side. Can we ask you anything?
Secretive about this thing. I've been getting here all morning here. There's something you want to ask?
Okay.